Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
When it comes to professional sports, Minnesota is pretty lucky. Only 10 cities in the country had Major League teams when the NFL and Major League Baseball expanded into this market in 1961. That's the year the Senators moved to Minnesota from Washington, D.C. to become the Twins, and the NFL created the Minnesota Vikings. Historian Dan Cagley explains why the leagues came calling.
They looked at just the basic things of growing population. It's one of the top 15 biggest metro areas in the country at the time that the Twins and the Vikings did move here. The state economically was very successful.
Minnesota's civic and business leaders couldn't have been happier to see the teams move in. They viewed Major League sports as a lure for industry and as a way to make the Twin Cities a cultural destination like other big U.S. cities. Cagley says despite the Vikings' perennial second place finishes and the nearly 20 years since the Twins won a World Series, both teams have loyal fans and have delivered on a promise to enhance Twin Cities' economic and cultural life.
I think we have a hard time imagining life without those teams. Even for the people that don't follow it that closely, win or lose, they still bring out emotions in people every year, no matter what.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.